Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Injustice Investigations. I'm your host, Alfonso Scott. Today, our show takes us to my hometown of Shreveport, Louisiana. And I am joined today by my good friend and internet talk show host, Robert R. Thomas Jr., from The Real News Behind the News. Good afternoon, Robert.
Hey, good afternoon, my brother. How you doing?
I'm excellent, marvelous, superb, splendid. Yes, sir, I can hear you. I'm doing great. How about yourself, brother?
I'm blessed, my brother.
Well, it's good to have you back on the show again. I think the last time we teamed up, I was on your show a few weeks ago, right?
Yeah. Last time I was on your show, we actually touched on this same topic. We had a good friend of mine, Michael Stanfield, and we touched on this topic. And so it seems fit that God has us, you know, in a situation where we can actually bring some real light to this subject.
Right. You're kind of breaking up a little bit, Robert.
Hold on, let me try something else.
I got one of them cheap phones. Can you hear me better now?
I can.
Hello?
Yes, sir, I can.
Okay, let me move to a better spot. But go ahead. Go ahead with the show.
Well, yeah, and we did. Michael Stanfield was on the show probably around about the same time last year we did a show similar to this one and
mm-hmm.
stuff. And so in all fairness, before we get started with today's show, one thing that I would like to say is that just because an individual has been accused of committing a crime does not necessarily mean that individual has committed a crime. He or she has just been accused. That's all. And so today our show is going to focus on a local news reporter in Shreveport, Louisiana. And I think at one time he worked for KTBS News 3, and now he's out doing his own thing. We're speaking about reporter Timmy Lane. Robert, you called me a few days ago, and you were concerned about some emails that you had received, and some parents had also inboxed you through Facebook concerning reporter Timmy Lane and their son. Am I correct?
Yeah, but I have to go back a little bit further in something that you said and make a correction. This was just about four or five months ago. It was not last year that you, Michael Stanfield, and I, we actually did a radio show on your show where we were talking about sexual deviance in the black community and how it's being covered up and all this. Well, since that time, I have seen something personally from someone I know personally.
Mm-hmm.
Something that happened with this individual. So I'm not going to say alleged on that. But after that, allegedly over the last few months, you had more and more mothers come out saying that their son had been allegedly targeted by a local individual here in a sexual type manner and sexual type overtone. So when we started putting all the evidence and pieces together going back to Marshall, Texas, with what allegedly happened to a 12-year-old boy, which is allegedly the reason why this person has you stop and think about it, this person has been on two or three local news channels here, not just KTVNs or whatever. He's been on two or three of your local news channels. Why are you
Robert,
one
okay, well, you're breaking up bad, Robert. I cannot hear you on this end.
How about now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're better now. You might want to repeat what you just said for the listeners, please.
Okay, I'm going to go back just briefly. Again, we just visited this show. We did a show that piloted, like this show here, about 4 months ago. It was not last year. It was about 4 or 5 months ago. You, Michael Stanfield, and myself, we did a show on sexual deviancy. Well, since then,
okay.
I have personally saw something that this person has done. So I'm not going to say alleged on that. But since then, there have been three, four, five, maybe now close to 10, 15 parents that come out and made the same accusation that this person is using his platform to entice and seduce young men. Now, I'm being the kind of person that I am. I put things together, and now, if nothing else, you see a pattern of a specific sexual deviant behavior that we as black people, we cannot continue these types of things to allow to be done in our community.
Okay. Well, Robert, let me ask you this before we go any further, because I know that there's some things that you shared with me that right now we cannot share with the public. And before we go to some of the things that you can share, as much as you know about Timmy Lane, give the listeners a brief background on who we're speaking about, and so they can get an idea of why we feel it was imperative that we do this show, not to as the young people would say, not because we're hating or anything, but because when you are a puppet figure, people begin to trust you, and you're able to go indoors where at one time you could not enter in. And I'm a firm believer that when someone trusts you, don't let them down, and don't use your platform for your sexual deviances, as you always said. So just something brief on who Timmy Lane is and his platform, and what does he focus most on as a news reporter in Shreveport, Louisiana?
Well, the gentleman in question, you know, I applaud and salute his talent. And before I say anything else, I'm homophobic and religious, but I have no problem with what two grown consenting adults do. But when you rise to fame, and in your rise to fame, you got a lot of young men looking up to you, a lot of vulnerable young men who maybe not have a father figure, because if you go back and look at the pattern, a lot of young men did not have fathers, because if they were in the home, that crap would have been cut short from Jump Street. But you have a person now who's risen to fame, doing a process of using that platform, that fame, whatever little money that they could get to entice young teenagers and religion. 12 years old, man, to basically seduce him into a certain type of situation, I put it like that. So we as adults, those of us who have children and understand what's really going on, especially if like someone like myself, whom God has given a gift of life, understanding, you know what I'm saying, wisdom, and then I know what the media is all about, and I know the influence of being famous. I know what this is doing, because again, it happened personally. So now it is time for somebody to speak up and stand up, because you started thinking about it. Just last week, they put all this out about this priest in Pennsylvania that molested over 300 kids in a 30 year period. So we asked the question, since we started, how many kids are succeeded in seducing and performing inappropriate acts with. So there's a lot of questions behind it, and my job is not to cause mess or stir up chaos, but my job is to put this out there in the public, let the public make the decision. But here in Shreveport, it seems like this one video that I've done has split almost 50,000 people now. You know? It's crazy.
Right. Okay, so in all fairness, I want the public to know that you and I both reached out to Timmy Lane for a comment, and he has not returned my phone calls. I don't know if he has contacted you yet.
No, he even blocked me on Facebook, Real Life, on the Disney Channel. I have not wanted to say
that. So, Timmy Lane is... Sir.
Understanding, he's been going stalking and trolling my page, deliberately blocking anybody that was his friends or whatever. This is just hearsay, but this is what we're seeing, and this is what everybody, people who have been blocked from his page over the last 24 hours, 36 hours are telling me. Go ahead. Hello?
Okay, so Tim Lane is a reporter in Shreveport, and what does he focus most on as far as news is concerned, Robert?
Well, you have actually, and I'm going to be real, no matter how much we all disagree about the sitting president, you know what I'm saying, he is taking... hold on a second, Afro. Hold on a second. So my phone is
Robert,
about to die.
I can barely hear.
My phone's about to die. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. I can hear
Hello?
You now. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
I'm working with a bad phone and bad charger. Now state the question again because I got lost trying to get this charger plugged up.
Okay. All right, then have it.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay,
sir. I'm
here. Again, man, I was having phone trouble, man. I've been having a lot of phone trouble over the last 36 hours since this all went down. But state the question again. I kind of lost train of thought.
Robert?
Can you state your question again? Can you state your question again? I kind of lost train of thought.
With Tim Lane being a news reporter in Shreveport, the question was, what is his platform? What does he focus most on pertaining to news?
Well, in his platform, the gentleman in question, he usually is able to, basically what he does is take a police scanner and he drives around the city, probably with a little boy in the car with him. But anyway, he drives around the city and he's able to get on the scene. Before the police actually get on the scene, before the actual news media gets on the scene. And that causes a new sensation in media because nobody really has ever seen that like that. And we applaud him for that. You know, he was basically able to, like I say, just get there before everybody else. People say he was a ghost. You know what I'm saying? How could you be there before the police and the media even be there? Within seconds of hearing the phone call, he was on the scene. But over time, you have seen a gravitation away from that to more of a self-centered type thing. Which is, hey, you shine, do what you do, young man. But during the process of showing us all these videos of black people being shot or whatever, and now you are working with law enforcement to promote Crime Stoppers, turn this person in, whatever. You know, we're asking questions. Where were you when the landfill was burning? Where were you on the Council of 80? Where were you on some of these school board issues? Where were you on a lot of real issues that you could have used your platform for to actually maybe generate some support for some of the city council members who would try to fight for things for black. You never did one of those things. You were basically a tabloid reporter, basically capitalizing off sensationalism, you know what I'm saying, which in this case happened to be black people getting shot.
Okay, so has Tim and Lane ever been up on the investigation before as far as messing with underage boys that you know of?
There are allegations and documentation where there was allegedly a case in 2016. I'm trying to keep myself out of legal turmoil, you know, getting sued or whatever, so I say these things conservatively. But there's also been documentation of a case that happened in Marshall, Texas, allegedly involving a 12-year-old boy. If those things are fine, we're looking at now what mothers who are so angry and frustrated are literally turning to social media saying something that I, now let's keep this in mind, I myself know someone personally. So these are not allegations when I speak about the people I know, the person I know personally, that he tried the same pattern of manipulation with, but it didn't work with my little people, the people I know. It didn't work with them because the people I know are not going to go with that. So I know for a fact that it happened in one case. So then you put all the cases together and everything that's documented, and you realize what you're working with, which is someone.
Well,
nothing has a pattern of pedophilia.
Right. And I remember when you discussed this with me some time ago, so I do know firsthand about that. But I know with one of the young ladies that contacted you, I know you can't give out her name or a lot of information on it because she has yet to go to the police about the issue. But I think that's what prompted you to call me and discuss it and said we need to bring awareness to this and sound the alarm that it we could care less about his sexual preferences, but if you're having sex with adult males, then that's
yeah.
fine. But when you're reaching below the belt, so to say, to little children, little boys, then it angers me as well as it being a criminal act. And I think at one time, one parent said that when her son told her what had been happening, that he kept trying to seduce him to have sex, and the boy, you know, wasn't like that, and he didn't want to do it. And then later on, he started to say, yes, he would. And so when they asked him, well, why did you agree to do it? Well, because he was buying him expensive shoes and clothes and things like that and cell phones and stuff. So he kept saying, yes, that he would. But the son told his mother that he never did the act, but he just kept saying he would to continue to get the gifts that Timmy Lane was buying him. Again, this is allegedly.
Yeah, well, there's all kinds of stories, and again, from what I'm understanding, there's maybe some legal situation that's now being brought into process, brought into effect. So, again, I don't want to say nothing that's going to get me having to come to the courtroom, you know what I'm saying? Because I got
right.
But one problem that I don't have, I thought you and I have a platform also. There's nowhere to be. How is it that I can say one thing and take up a platform that has probably 150, 200 times more followers than you and I put together? I'm not just saying something, and now we're starting to see things where, again, there's a division in Shreveport. I call it there's a division between those people who like to be entertained by this tabloid type shit and stuff that he does. Or who would like to be informed, who wants to know what's going on around their children. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people
right.
are not as blind to try to attack you and say, oh, you get mad and hate. I don't care less. Actually, I know this dude personally. I met him on numerous occasions. And it's not like there's no animosity or nothing. Because actually, remember after when you and I actually reached out to him at one point and said, man, I'm three of us. Something big. You remember that?
Right, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm here.
It's not like I'm sitting up here. Where? Show me what you're doing. Can't nobody ever tell you that I ever hated on anybody. But
right.
when you start using this platform, to manipulate the dupe and listen, you know, all these things are written. When you start using that platform to do this to children, then I have an obligation as a father. Because I know he's able to reach 40,000 people. Again, let's imagine that he can do it. It's like this is in alone. He killed all the boys his long game. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And here they are.
Right.
Now they're coming out. Right before he died, and expose. Well, we should expose these people back before.
Well,
you
know
what I'm
saying? When you are, I think I said it earlier, when you are a public figure, you are looked up to, you are well respected, and the Bible says, don't let your good be evil spoken of. So when public puts a trust in you, you shouldn't betray that trust because of your sexual appetite. Again, I'm not saying that Timmy Lane has done any of these things because Most of what we're discussing today is allegedly, but I know some mothers have contacted you, and you and I know more than what we're saying right now, but we know what we can say and what we cannot say. But what is would be more disturbing than this is if we found out that these allegations were true. Well, what would be more disturbing to me would be, well, what about the other cases of little boys that we don't know about that he has touched?
Mm-hmm.
And you can mess up their life, you know, because a lot of times when they're getting ready to go to court, and you and I spoke about this last night, I think, Robert, a lot of times when the children are getting ready to go to court or speak with authorities about what happened because of shame, embarrassment, and being traumatized all over again, the parent and the child decides that we're going to leave it alone because my child has been through enough. And a lot of these individuals get away scot-free simply because of that, because I don't want my child to have to endure this anymore. And then if it comes out, especially with little boys, and then their friends at school or in the neighborhood finds out about it, well, then they're going to begin to pick on them and say that they're gay too. And so then they will lose friends. There will be bullet fights will break out and things like that. So it's a terrible thing. Exactly. You know, and so when this comes up, we must sound the alarm. We must sound the alarm because when we see something that's a red flag, then either we're going to continue to be part of the problem, Robert, or we're going to try to fight against this here. You know, again, sexual preference is what it is and stuff, but when you're manipulating and brainwashing little boys, that ticks me off. You know, do what you do, but leave the children alone. But when he is a famous person in Shreveport, Louisiana, he's a local celebrity and stuff, so sometimes just to ride in the car with Timmy Lane, guys, you know, would feel good about that. I'm in the car with reporter Timmy Lane, you know. And so
me a pair of Jordan. He's going to take me over here. Or I can actually drive his car. Or you know what I'm saying? He can give me $50. Mm-hmm.
I want you to, you know, tell it like it is. You know, you and I, we don't give out sugar-coated shit cookies, you know. But I want to talk briefly with the little time that we have left by parents and stuff, how sometimes parents can also play a role in this when they're not paying attention to what's going on. If you know you didn't give your child any money to go buy $100, $200, or $300 pair of shoes, then you should be concerned about how did he buy them or who bought them for him. And so when the child is bringing in new cell phones and new gifts and clothes, Robert, that you know that the parent know they couldn't afford to give, or even if they could afford to do it, that they didn't do it. I think the parent should begin to question that child and monitor their social media accounts and who they're hanging with. Now, you may disagree with this, but what do you think?
No, I go even deeper. That parent should know when their kids say, "Mama, I'll be back." Well, where you finna go? Or, "Daddy, I'll be back." Or "Grandma, I'll be back." First thing, our generation of parents would say, "Well, where are you going? Who are you going with? Well, why didn't they pick you up in the house? Let's see who you leave in this house with." You know, at what point do we stop seeing our children and their psychologists with a lot of this psychobabble that they're teaching them, indoctrinating them in these schools, a lot of places that this person was able to pray upon, allegedly praying in.
Right, you're fading out again, Robert.
Well, I'm cutting off. Can you hear me now?
You say nothing. Yes, sir.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What about now? Okay.
Yes.
That's what it starts at when your child get ready to walk out that front door. Because if you know where he's going and who he's going with, you should know when he come back home. You didn't have those Jordans when you left here. Who that was you with? You know what I'm saying? So if you know where your child is going before him, then that's where it starts, you know. But it just so happens that a lot of these parents, we're diligent enough. Or maybe these kids feel so bad about something.
Robert, I can't hear you.
Hold on.
How about now, Alfonso?
A little better, Robert. Yes, a little better.
Okay. Maybe it's just...
There you go. That's fine right there.
Okay. Now, what I'm saying is that we have a lot of these mothers who were courageous enough. Again, what they saying, man, you could easily go look on Facebook. But it's posting that put me up there for Sunday. They called him by name on Facebook. And that was the point. I was like, yeah, this pattern has to stop. And I did what I did the next day. But again, like you said earlier, imagine how many boys jumped in the car, come back home with a pair of tennis shoes, and mommy and them didn't know where it was. So you got a lot of other issues, really.
Exactly.
It's just a bigger issue that we have to deal with. There's a lot of people down in the family because again, you notice that all the women who are coming out saying that they have to their son, where was the father? Because if the father would have kept what he was saying, look, dad, look what they're doing for me.
I think that was a long time ago. Robert, he's still fading in and out. I don't know if he's in a bad area or what.
No, I mean, maybe it's a connection. How about now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. And so, you know, one of the things that I want, you said something made me think about something. I think I shared this with you and someone else was on the other line last night or night before when we were discussing Timmy Lane and other powerful figures in the community. When you are a news reporter like you, Timmy Lane, or you are a minister, police officer, councilman, whatever the case may be that gives you celebrity status, if only in your town, you are looked up to and people trust you and they're going to be in good hands, especially, and I'm going to change over for a minute, Robert, especially if we're talking about ministers. And I said that because of what I shared with you the other night, that I went to speak at a church in Monroe, Louisiana several years ago, and the young lady that had invited me to speak, we were in the car driving to Monroe, Louisiana, and while we were on the interstate, she said, now, one of the speakers that's going to be speaking with you tonight told a 14-year-old girl one time that God told him that she needed to be purified, and in order for her to be purified, that him and her had to have sex. Well, he is the pastor. She is a member of that church. The pastor is a man of God. God talks to the pastor talks to the congregation, and the congregation listens to what the pastor says, especially the little children. So the girl told no one. She met him at the hotel. The room was paid for. They tried to have sex, but he couldn't get aroused or whatever, so he played with her, and she never said a mumbling word about what happened. Well, when we got there, I met all of the other people that was, and one guy I got a bad feeling from before I shook his hand. And when I shook his hand, the spirit said, that's him right there. And so on our way back to Shreveport, Louisiana, Robert, I said, well, I know who that pastor was that touched that little girl. And she asked who, and I called his name. And she said, how did you know? I said, I got a bad feeling when I approached him. When I shook his hand, something said, that's him. And I looked at her and I said, I also know who that 14-year-old girl was. And she said, who? I said, it was you. And it was. And she cried, and we pulled over. And I asked her, why didn't y'all say anything? Well, it's a family thing. A lot of members there are on the police force and, you know, dignitaries there and stuff. And so you don't tell. You keep your mouth shut because you will be at fault if you bring up something like this because you're lying on the pastor. And so yeah. I said that to say this. Certain people are trusted more, Robert, than other people are trusted. In other words, name recognition. I mean, I can leave my town. If you can't trust a pastor, well, Robert, who can you trust?
And most people trust it. Most kids will look up to their pastor in some cases as above their mother and father because they see how the pastor has their mother and father to do. And that goes back to the principal point of power. When you're in a situation like this, you have an illusion of power. Well, people who don't have the money, who don't have the fly suits, the nice shiny shoes, the nice cars, the big homes. When you see this as a child, that's power. You want a part of that. So already psychologically you're seduced because this person got what I want. Now that's coming to the mind of a 12-year-old, 13-year-old, 14-year-old. They're seeing this every day in rap, and they realize, man, this dude told me I can get a ride anywhere I need to go, anytime I want it. Or this dude from the bottom of New York, he's going to come pick me up at the mall. He's blinded by the power. Whereas now he's back door to say, well, look, and he puts his hand on his thigh to test him out or whatever. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what pedophiles are. But you can see a pattern of seduction because the kids are foremost seduced by the lure of power and riches and fame and status. I'm riding dude's car with him. You see what I'm saying? So now you got them, and it makes it easier for you to manipulate them. And they take it one step at a time, and next thing you know, you coming home doing lunch, and you find blood in your son's underwear. You know what I'm saying?
Listen,
at what point do we as a community, because this situation with this gentleman in question is not the first time and only time. Not only do we have to deal with pedophiles, we got to deal with incest in the black community. Sexual rape. And you know what? Our cousins are raping their little cousins. Man, we got a problem with sexual deviancy here. But for you to have the power that you have, if anything, to speak out against it, because we know that it runs in your family. We know this for a fact. It runs in your family. Why don't you be the one that break that generational curse to speak out against it instead of further perpetrating?
Exactly. And, right. If you're listening to today's show and you would like to call in, join in on the conversation, ask me or Robert a question. You can call in at 347-326-9818. Again, that's 347-326-9818. Incidentally, Robert, after you and I had hung up last night, a gentleman called me and we were talking about today's show, and he said, man, you don't know the half of it. And I heard him, but I didn't hear him. I said, what you just said? And he said, I ain't getting into that, but whatever they saying, they ain't lying. Now, does that mean he's telling the truth? Maybe not, but I feel like this here. They say if you know something, then you ought to say something, even with or without evidence, but just be careful how you say it because you don't want to get caught up in some legal woes and stuff, you know, but if we know something and then we don't bring light to it and then something else happens and then we knew about it, then I believe you and I are partially to blame for what went wrong too
even
when we had something.
Exactly. Even if you're wrong and you have to suffer legal, when it comes to these kids, it's nice to think about it. You got grown people mad at me now because they can't see who gets shot every day. They're mad at me. They'd rather be entertained than involved. Well, who gonna speak up for the kids? So I rather be wrong and speaking up for these kids and take the legal consequence. And guess what, nigga? You can't sue me for nothing but these ramen noodles I got in here. I ain't got nothing for you to get from me. But I am gonna cause so much doubt that if nothing else, if what I know to be true and what I've heard and what I what documents and facts, you know what I'm saying? I have an obligation to say something. And
exactly. Well, no, you know, you are a public figure just like Timmy Lane. You are, and so and the reports that you have, let me just make this clear to the listeners, didn't come like in the recent days. So some of these reports you've been getting for a while now, so it's not like somebody got together and said, well, that's been Robert blase, 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 but these are some reports been had you looked at, and because you and I talked about it, and, you know, and some had some evidence and some didn't. I know one lady you spoke with, I think she may have put something on that he had inboxed her son or whatever, and so I think she made it public because she had asked him to stay away from her son. Am I somewhat right?
Yeah, yeah, you're right. But that was one of the most recent encounters. That was I seen the latest one I saw was Sunday, and this lady, you can tell by the post, she was very angry. And again, that coupled or combined with all the other instances that I've heard of and the one that I know for a fact, led me to say, no, this is a pattern. It needs to stop. Right ahead now. It needs to stop. And if nobody's going to say nothing about it, why not use my platform? If I can expose all these politicians and preachers and all these people to follow me because of what I say every day, then I mean I'm gonna continue to say what I say every day. It just so happens this time I'm saying it about your idol. So whose fault is that? Mine, for exposing your idol, or you for worshiping a false idol. And now that somebody's telling you about your idol, you don't want to let it go. But you're going to be Christian.
Yes.
Because what he's doing now, basically what he's doing now is using his church members and the guys of Christianity saying that you can't judge me and God. But no, I am the punishment of God. If you would not have done what you were doing, you would still be on Facebook right now. But you've been absent ever since God has allowed me to come out of it. Where have you been? Why are you silent?
Well,
okay.
Right. You know, when we do things like this here, you know, you're always going to get some criticism, some backlash there and stuff, but it reminds me of Paul in the Bible. Paul told the Galatians, he said, have I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? That's it, you know, and...
Oh, well.
You broke, oh, yeah.
I'd rather have it mad at me because they can't see what they used to see. Another child take a chance on being to that type of humiliation, degradation, and really crying.
You're fading out again, Robert.
I would rather people be mad at me and, again, take whatever legal or responsibilities that I have to take. If nothing more than I made people aware of someone who's using a platform to seduce, entice, and allegedly, you know, do all these things to children. So let it be.
Exactly. So,
let God and his will be used between him and I. That's all I can say.
Right. Yeah, because you're just sounding the alarm. But something you said earlier about when we were talking about the parents' responsibility to know what's going on in their kid's life. You and my brother, Timmy Lope, I respect both of you to the fullest, and especially when it comes to your kids, because you spend a lot of time with your son. I mean, a lot of time with your son. And I talked about my brother Timmy on the radio before and the relationship that he has with his kids. They're all girls, but they have a wonderful relationship. Tremendous amount of time with them and that bonding and stuff. So therefore, you and him kind of know most of what's going on with your kids, and you're not leaving the door open for the enemy to come in and take your child, because there's two ways that we can lose our children. That's through death or to the streets.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I applaud you and Timmy for that.
Well, with me, Alfonso, I'm going to be real. Being a father, man, I mean, because you got a lot of baby daddies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not knocking nobody again. I'm not judging nobody. Hey, you raise your child how you want to raise your child. But in my case, first and foremost, I'm going to be in my son's life. And if I would have seen something like that in my son's text messages or inbox, Facebook inbox,
mm-hmm.
This shit would have ended a whole lot different, because I would be in orange. It's orange jumpsuit right now. Somewhere in the Louisville Correctional Facility. You know, because again, man, we're not blind to what goes on in the world. It's just a lot of time we don't want to know about it. We'd rather be seduced by this entertainment and sedated by whatever drugs or alcohol that we're doing. This is being real. Nobody really wants to be informed. We got all these people talking about this. But if you really was informed, we wouldn't have Donald Trump in office right now. You know what I'm saying?
Amen, yeah.
No matter what your religion is, all them Catholic priest would not have molested. I mean, come on, this is just 300 that they're talking about amongst the tens of millions that Christianity has molested in the last, you know what I'm saying, 1,000-some years. Not just only Christianity,
exactly.
Islam, and you cannot hide
right.
religion to commit a sin. And to me,
exactly.
There's a lot of things that goes on in the black neighborhood. And a lot of times due to economic oppression or whatever, have a way out. They might sell drugs, whatever, and I'm not condoning that because there's always a better way. But when you go to incest, pedophilia, and rape, you even go to prison. Who are the last people that who always get raped in prison? The pedophiles and rapists, because they're the most despised of all criminals. So
mm-hmm.
even in a criminal element, you got a code. It's certain things you don't do. In your neighborhood, you should have a code. There are certain things you don't do. Just imagine
mm-hmm.
if this would happen in one of the Chinese communities. They would have dealt with it in a whole lot different way because it would have been some bloodshed. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
In these other communities
exactly.
that you know, I don't know this. I'm going to just be brief. There's no way we as an adult can sit back and try to say, you get hate on him because he got all these people like him. Man, I do not give two crap about how many people like him. For me, it ain't about how many people like me. It ain't about how many views I can get on Facebook. It ain't about how many YouTube
mm-hmm.
views. It ain't about how many radio listens. It's about these children. Instead of getting mad at me, focus that energy on getting that Negro from counseling. You get what I'm saying?
And then, you know, when you touch the child doesn't want to be touched, and that's a secret that the child will keep because not only do he don't want to talk about it, she don't want to talk about it, they try not to remember it as much as they
mm-hmm.
can, and to relive it, they don't want to because of embarrassment and scared that they're going to get in trouble, especially when they don't tell when it first happened or whatever, you know. And then sometimes the child will go ahead and do things that he or she normally wouldn't do, and it's just for materialistic things. And so we must start spending a lot of time with our children and, you know, and talking with them, find out who are they communicating with on their phone, in their neighborhood, through social media accounts, because this happens more often than you would think. And if you look at Eddie Long, his members still stood by him, and we had the evidence there and then some, and it's a setup. They're framing him. I don't think they was framing him with the pictures that were sent to me. I just don't think so. I don't think so. Eddie Long liked doing.
Let me cut you off because this is important. Two factors. You go from the religious indoctrination fact. When you look at the history of religion, it has always been filled with pedophilia, man. It's always been filled from the Catholics on down to Protestant religion. Now, this is what happens even most importantly. Now you have a child who's so psychologically damaged that if he's a little boy, he's going to have two choices. Most likely, he's going to take the choice, well, there ain't no pop. He's gonna never prove himself to not be no punk. And he's gonna be going to be promiscuous as heck. Same thing with a little girl who's been molested or raped. That's what's going on in some movies, that manhood or that womanhood by house. Doing it sexually, which increases to unwanted pregnancies, which increases to diseases. All these things which increases to the demise of the black community. You see what I'm saying? Under the guise of
right.
religion. Now notice, he's not saying how much I didn't do it. One thing he's saying is, only God can judge me. No, nigga, we can judge you too based off these facts that we got. We can judge you
well,
too. We have a right
yeah,
to
you
judge
know,
you when it comes to our kids. Can you hear me?
Exactly. Yeah, Tupac started
yeah.
that lie. Only God can judge me. They better quit listening to Tupac.
Well, he made it popular. It was that before Pac came. He just made it popular. And he wasn't really talking about that. Because if anything, he was talking about against that shit. You think Tupac would have been telling another man it's okay to touch another boy, a fetal eater? You know, no. Only God can judge me in my case. It's like when it comes down, no matter what I've done on this earth, as long as I get right with that Creator, His judgment is going to stand final. Motherfucker, you put me in prison for the rest of my life for selling drugs, what they tried to do. I'm no saint, bro. I got sin. But when you sitting up here, man, touching children, even Jesus said, man, don't mess with these little ones. Don't stop them from coming to me. Woe be to the man
right.
too. It's best of what? A millstone be hung around his neck and he be thrown into the... These are the words of Jesus. At one point, you can't sit up and use religion and say that God is going to judge and he's going to let everything be all right. We just got to pray. But on the other hand, God told you from Jump Street not to mess with these little kids. In whatever way, whether it be molestation, whether it be turning them out to sell dope or putting them in gangs, it's all wrong when you start putting your hands on the kids, man. Especially when you take advantage again, the whole point, you're taking advantage of your fame and your status and your power and your position to maneuver yourself in a position
exactly.
to do this.
And because we've studied pedophiles and stuff, and here's what they look for in case the parents don't know. Most of those that are touching the kids are looking for kids who are in poverty, who can't afford nice things, who wants
that's
nice shoes.
Who don't have a father in that home. Who don't have a father
exactly.
in that home.
Exactly. You know, so they look for kids like that, and then it may start out with, well, let me just take you and buy you something to eat, you know, and you have to watch the school teachers as well and stuff, you know, the coaches and all that stuff. So because they look for those that are don't have nothing, but they want something. And then so they begin to buy this and buy that. And then depending upon how long it goes, the child then believes that he is obligated to do something to show his her appreciation for what's been going on, especially if they want to keep the gifts coming. You know, so we got to watch our kids closely and stuff to see what they're bringing in and who they're talking to. And parents, if you know, you didn't buy it, the daddy didn't buy it, or family member, if you know that anybody you know didn't buy it and you didn't buy it, you need to find out who bought it. You need to find out who bought it and stuff. Because if you don't raise your children, then the streets will. And as you said earlier, sometimes this could lead to a child committing suicide, especially if it gets out in the public and that child name is out. Now when he or she goes to school, they're going to be teased.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff. Yeah. And it's all because of pedophiles and stuff. And you will be surprised who they are. They may live right next door to you. They may be in the media, you know. So you have to watch who you're letting your kids hang with and stuff off the streets. Raise your kids. Pay attention to what's coming in and out of your home. One of my niece one time was whooping her son, and I just happened to come up and ask her, what did he do? She said, I think it was the second or third time he came home with a bike. And she said, and I whooped him because I didn't buy it. And he lied about where he got it from. You know, and that's what more parents need to start doing. Where did you get it from? Well, if you can't tell me, then you're not going to keep it. Then we're going to throw it away and stuff. So you have to watch that. And as you said, who the kids are leaving with, you know. And if they say they're at a certain place, every now and then just pull up. Just make sure they're there to find out what's going on. And stop it. Exactly.
What's the mama phone number? Okay, when I tell you about, you know what I'm saying? As soon as you get over there, call me. If you don't know the phone number, as soon as you get over there, have their mama call me and tell me, well, my son over there playing with super. I mean, these are things, man, people say old fans and whatever, but these are the things, man, that help us become pretty much that last generation that understood what an ass-whooping was, that understood that you're not nigga, I mean, daddy's going to be here at the house, you know what I'm saying? And, again, he's allegedly preying upon individuals, man, who come from a household where he knows the mama's watching on Facebook. The mama's following them a lot of times on Facebook, and a lot of these people are not bad parents. But, you know, you got to be slick to pull it off as a criminal. Because this is criminal behavior, so go ahead.
Right. My daughter, I picked her up from high school one day. Of course, that's been many, 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 many years ago. Thank God she's grown over now. But when I picked her up, another, I guess one of her friends was coming out with her, and my daughter got in the front seat, and the girl was getting in the back, and I asked her, I said, who are you and where are you going? So my daughter says, oh, she wants you to drop her off at her mama's house. I said, well, how come my mama can't come get her? Her mama's at work. I said, well, what does your mama work at? I don't know. And this is true. And I said, well, what's your mama's phone number? I don't know. And I said, where do you live? And she told me, I said, you don't know where your mother works at, don't know the phone number? I said, well, I tell you what, you won't get in this car. I'm not going to do it. Well, later on we found out that where she wanted me to drop her off, that wasn't where she stayed. It was a grown man there waiting on
her. Hmm.
So well,
I know.
Have to start. Hmm?
Well, no, go ahead. Go ahead. Finish up. What's your name?
No. Go ahead. I'm through. Go ahead.
Well, I know at 5 years old, my son could tell you where daddy worked at. He could tell you at 5 years old, he could tell you an address. Not only where we stayed at, where his granny stayed at, and I'm aware where his Uncle David stayed at. It's just certain things that you put into your children. Now, the absentee father helped open the door and create a lot of things. Because what happens when you take a father away, you take away the masculinity, that little boy. Or when you have a pedophilic or incestuous uncle over your little boy, it also plays a part. Because if you have a strong, dominating father, he's going to grow up in an environment where he knows he has a man to show him how to first learn how to teach. He has a man to tell him at 9, 10 years old, well, he asks him, why she got to teach him? And he can explain all these things to him. Whereas if he doesn't have that father, it's left up to that woman. And I shout out to all y'all single mothers. I know how y'all going. I got it worse because I'm a single father. But there's no way a woman can raise a boy to be a man. So if that man is not there, he's missing that intimate bond that all other animal species have with the male and his seed, his male seed. Now, he's got pedophiles in the family. So he gets old, he has a tendency to maybe distort your child's sexuality. If it's a man raping a little girl, you know, she's going to grow up to have those feelings of having to prove herself or feeling guilty about something she had no reason to feel guilty about. So there's a big psychological issue we have to address. But the first and foremost thing you have to do is confront the pedophile. Confront the rapist and confront those who are committing incest. You have to confront them first and then deal psychologically with the damage that they've done to the child because if they got their hands on your child, a seed was already planted. Even if they didn't succeed in actually molesting them, the seed was planted. So there's some psychological damage done on some level, whether it be small to the point where you know what I'm saying? They're able to get over it or to the point where it causes a female child to grow up to be a stripper or a whore, or a male to grow up to be a homosexual. So you have to look at the psychological damage, man, and then realize that a lot of that we've seen going on with our children is a product of rape, incest, and pedophilia.
And, it goes from childhood, and they carry that over into adulthood. If you would like more information on today's show, you can visit the Real News Behind the News Facebook page, or you could visit Injustice Investigations Facebook page. The show is posted on both of those sites, and we are about to run out of time. And one thing I want to say before we go, Robert, and I'm going to let you have the last words there, is that, everything that we talked about today, about Timmy Lane has been allegedly. But pay attention to what's going on with your child. And I believe that your child is my child and my child is your child. So you owe it to the parents to speak up if you know something. Even if you think something, I think Robert said that earlier, even if you're wrong, if you think something, we need to hear about it. we need to hear about it, because when you don't report it, then, and it's true, then you leave the door open for more and more people to more and more kids to be victimized by pedophiles. Robert, I give you the last word.
Really, only thing I have to say is that if you want to get spiritual or religious with it, why is it that God allowed a nobody like me, somebody with maybe less than 2,000 followers, to be able to bring down a giant, a Goliath, with 44,000 followers with just one video that I didn't think that maybe 10 people would like, maybe 200 people would see? But that video went viral for a reason, and it was because the Lord himself spoke up against something that he saw, but most likely, at the least, could have become a big problem. We see a pattern of behavior in the people. You need to, when I was out there on drugs and pimping hoes and in gangs and selling dope and doing all this, people saw a pattern, and people checked me and confronted me about it. If he could do all this in public, why can't he be confronted in public? The only people who are challenging him are those who would rather be entertained than informed. And these are the same people that if they're trying to justify what he did, whether it be in Jesus' name or whatever, watch your kids around them people. That's all I got to say, my brother.
For the past hour, you have been listening to Injustice Investigations with my good friend, talk show host Robert R. Thomas Jr. from The Real News Behind the News. As always, we thank you all for tuning in. And remember, I am not always right, and you are not always wrong. We will see you on the radio. Thank you.